Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
Good afternoon on this Saturday, February 26, 2022. This is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're powered by RadioSt.Pete.com on the Tan Talk family of stations, and we're streaming live on St. Pete Sports Connection.com. And we also now are on our own Sports Connection.tv on MyHoovy.tv.com. So we're all over we're streaming, and of course, we're archived on Tan Talk as well as they're streaming. So we're very fortunate to have all these platforms for you to hear us for the next 2 hours down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in the heart of Champa Bay, where the fans have been celebrating for 29 years. And as I say each and every week, and there was just another review on wings in the Tampa Bay area, and Ferg's won best wings in the Bay as well as sports bar in 2021. I'm Mike Rickard, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Each and every Saturday, we provide you with a fresh and positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros. And this week we've got another jam-packed show. We got the Eckerd women's soccer team coming down. Peter Gollenbach, he's an accomplished sports author and written a lot of great sports books. Former lawyer, he's going to come down and talk to us about some new books he's got on the horizon, as well as his, if you're a Yankees fan, this is the cat to talk to. But he also has done Cardinals, Cubs, just an interesting man. And Peter Gollenbach will join me in the second hour. And then, of course, it is the Firestone St. Pete Grand Prix weekend. And you can tell down here, Ferg's at 13th and Central. Very active, very vibrant. And Ray Kennedy's going to get us a report on what's happening in downtown St. Pete today. But Andy DeLay's going to give us a report, a look back at unique, and he'll clarify because he is he's the wizard in the world of racing. Last week's Daytona 500 and the rookie winning, and we'll talk about that with Andy DeLay. We'll get you caught up, and I'm looking forward to that conversation with Peter Golub. Should be superb. Since we don't have any baseball right now, it looks like the earliest that if they get things accomplished, and it doesn't look real promising, it would be March 8th for the first spring games. I don't see that happening, but that's optimism, and that's all we can lean on right now, as we are right across the street. We're a half a block from Tropicana Field, and just love it when baseball season gets rolling. In fact, March 5th was supposed to be a preseason game across the street at Trop, and that was going to be with the Orioles, and that would have been unique and superb for all the fans that like to come to Ferg's, or all the fans just in the area, to take in a early game at Tropicana Field. Okay, let's recognize some of our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network affiliate stations. They're WTAN AM 1340 and 106.1 FM, WZHR AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350 and 102.3 FM, and that reaching from Brooksfield to the Sunset Bridge and, of course, Sunshine Bridge. I live on Sunset Beach. I say that every stinking week, and I think I'm going to correct myself. Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakeland, and north to Zephyr Hills. And as I mentioned, we're streaming on Hoovy.tv. Just go to Hoovy.tv and go to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. That's our channel. And we got a lot of exciting things. Got that launched, and now we'll be migrating into the video world in the next 30 to 60 days for certain. We're putting the studio right here on top of Ferg's, where my office is located. So looking forward to that as well. Let's see. Let's start with the Ferg's from the front row. A lot going on in the world of college basketball. Just weeks away from tournament play. And then, of course, we got March Madness. And it will be an absolute blast this year. After, unfortunately, last year we had to put up with no fans in the stands. And I'm looking very forward to one of my favorite times of year. All right, let's take a look at the games. A lot of big games coming down the pike. You've got Oklahoma, Oklahoma State today. Florida, Georgia, Purdue, Michigan State, North Carolina, NC State, Arkansas, Kentucky, K-State, Iowa State, I'm throwing this in for Peter because he graduated from Dartmouth, the big green. Penn Dartmouth. Big Ivy League game. Miami, Florida against Virginia Tech. Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Tennessee, Auburn. Virginia, Florida State. And I tell you what, it looks like Leonard Hamilton's going to have to win the conference tournament to get into the dance, it looks like, unfortunately. And they started out, you know, house of fire. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Rutgers, Wisconsin, Alabama, South Carolina. Here's a huge game. It's Baylor, Kansas, LSU, Missouri, Providence, Creighton. That's a great game as well. And then Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and that's out west. And that's your college lineup for today. And as I mentioned, we have 94 televisions down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. So you can come down and ask for any one of the televisions to be tuned into the respective game that you'd like to watch at any given time. And as I said, there's not a lot to battle with right now. You don't have college football overlap. You don't have pro football. You don't have preseason baseball, unfortunately, right now. So you can get any college basketball game that you want. Our Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, they're in Nashville. There comes the Eckerd girls. I knew they'd show. And we got the Eckerd soccer girls coming on here shortly. But as I mentioned, the Lightning are in Nashville. And this is the first time both franchises have had the opportunity to actually be in the NHL Stadium Series. And it's in the Sun Stadium where the Titans play. It's a 7:30 puck drop. And those are actually, those games are a blast. Welcome, ladies. We'll visit in a little bit. I appreciate you coming down to see the old man at Ferg's. Hey, I'll tell you what, why don't you go up to the bar and tell Brittany you want a soda or water before we get going. We'll start in about 5 minutes. So, again, I feel like a dinosaur because these girls are about the same age as my daughter or younger. And but it's going to be a lot of fun having a conversation with the Lady Tritons, the soccer team. Anyway, back to tonight at 7:30. And I love those games because of the capacity of these stadiums, the Stadium Series. You know, there's been conversation about potentially doing it in Tampa. It would have to be January, the latest, right before Valentine's Day. And I don't see how they could pull it off with the ice. But anyway, it would be great to have over at Ray J. But regardless, there's about 25,000 strong faithful Lightning fans in Nashville, according to some of the guys that I've listen to on WDAE, that they're over there right now. And I tell you what, that would be a blast. I love Nashville. This guy went there last year, took the girlfriend, and he walked up and down Broadway, music everywhere. You'll see a lot of people in Lightning gear. So that's tonight's game, and that's the Lightning and the Nashville Predators. And they love their Predators in Nashville, and it's at Nissan Stadium, home of the Tennessee Titans. And that's the, let's see if there's anything else I need to get caught up in. Well, I know a lot of people don't really care, but if you're an NBA fan, the beard, as he's known, James Harden, actually, he put on the Philadelphia 76ers gear last night, and that looks like the team in the East now, as Joel Embiid, who's going to be the MVP, in my opinion. I still love Steph Curry. But James Harden had 27 points and will make those hard to please 76ers fans or any Philly fans happy that he joined their team, and they got a great shot at the playing in the NBA championship. All right, that's the scores. Let's talk a little bit about golf. In fact, I'll do a little promo. And the promo is a week from today at 11 o'clock right here on Tantalk, our family of stations, and streaming live. On the Tee finally gets off the air. We'll be on the air on the Tee. And from 11 to 12, Michael Jones is going to join me. He's a young man from Iowa State. He's playing in the Florida Tour, you know, the smaller tournaments, trying to move up the ladder. He's also going to be a teaching pro, but he's also assisting me with On the Tee, and I'm looking forward to his contributions. Another young guy, 24 years young, coming into the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Hoovy World to assist us with our growth. And I tell you, this show in the Midwest was successful even during the winter because of the fact that you can't golf up there in the winter. And I'm going to have my son Michael do Midwest correspondent work for us as well, any of the big tournaments up there that we participated in. But down here, there's just unbelievable tournaments to get involved in, whether it's at the local level, the collegiate level, the high school ranks. And, of course, you know, we got four of the bigs right here in the Florida Swing. We'll talk about those as well. And one of them taking place this weekend. But it's a lot of humor. I'm going to encourage people with On the Tee to come down to Ferg's. We do interactive participation. We'll do online social media participation as well, because we're going to be giving away a ton. You'll be stunned at the ton that we're going to be giving away of items, because we'll have a relationship with a lot of the manufacturers, the vendors, and, of course, the golf course is giving away a lot of golf paraphernalia and passes to, right now we've talked to, I believe, 17 golf courses. So that'll be a lot of fun. That starts next Saturday. And then, again, like I said, it's for pros and schmoes, and I'm a schmo. I did a little preview. My favorite course here gives you an indication of the game I have is Smuggler's Cove. Google Smuggler's Cove. I shot a sizzling 66 on Smuggler's Cove. And for you not familiar with that great track, it's actually a putt-putt course on Gulf Boulevard. There's several of them, and they're a lot of fun. But that's the kind of stuff we're gonna do. A lot of Happy Gilmore, Caddyshack, and of course, tin cup paraphernalia, as well as trivia. All right, let's take a look at the Cola Guard. I like to look at the old guys first, because they only play 3 days on the Champions Tour, and they're in Tucson, Arizona. And this guy just keeps on keeping on. I think it's his lifestyle. He loves wine, women, and song, and he loves his stogies. Miguel Ángel Jiménez, the Spaniard, is in the lead. Jeff Sluman right behind him. Woody Austin, I love the Aquaman. Woody Austin, got to see him quite a few times in Des Moines at their Champions event, which is the principal charity classic. And then, of course, Tom Lehman in Minnesota. And so those guys are on top of the leaderboard at the Cola Guard in Arizona, and that'll be on the Golf Channel today. And then over here at the Honda, little Michael Jones, the youngster, decided to take the old man on, and we do pick the pro. And so far, I'm up 6-2 after this week. It'll be 6-2. And I enjoy that. And I picked Daniel Berger, who happens to be at 10-under and in the lead. And he took Brooks Koepka, who struggled in making the cut. The Florida State graduate, who actually was one of the predicted to win being here in his home state. But it's Palm Gardens and another one of the great tournaments in the Florida Swing that take place. Kurt Katayama also in second, and let's see who else is Chris Kirk, and that's your top three, 10-under and a couple at 7-under, and that's on NBC today as well as the Golf Channel. The girls are going to join us in a minute from, as I like to call it, Triton time. See, I've got my producer kind of hovering around, looking at me. He's got his report card out. You hear me talk about Kenny Knowles all the time, my buddy from up north. Guy's brutal to me. Comes down religiously, brings my favorite person, his videographer wife, Sherry. But he sits over here with a scorecard. How many times I say, how many times I mispronounce people's names. I tell him I stumble, fumble, and bumble. I've been doing it for 20 years, but he's still ruthless. He doesn't even give me any consideration for my age. Speaking of age, I tell you what, I felt like I went back in time last night. I want to talk about this event before we get the girls on. Last night I was in Plant City and with boxing royalty. Antonio Tarver, Roy Jones Jr., Pro Box TV, ProBox.com, and of course Pro Box TV, Pro Box Promotions. And I tell you what, it was it's over at the White Sands Event Center. Our good friend Randy Grimes was kind enough to invite me. And Randy, of course, will talk about his book, Off Center. Right now it's out, and it's just a resounding success. And everybody up there, I felt like royalty because I was, you know, associated with Randy Grimes. But I'd had about a two-decade relationship in boxing in the Midwest. Golden Gloves, I did some pros. I even did Tough Man contests, you know, you name it. And I was promoting it. And I loved that. As the vice president of the Iowa Golden Gloves, to make sure that, you know, the sweet science continued with kids, USA Boxing. And of all the things, I missed that a lot. That's pretty much a hobby, if you will. Well, I got to go to this event last night, even spiffed up. It was frightening. But I spiffed up because I knew I was going to meet some cool cats, and I met a lot. And I tell you what, I met when I met Jones, Roy Jones Jr., he thought that I was someone else, and he treated me like we were old cronies from the past. That was fun. And then Antonio Tarver saw Roy Jones Jr. talking to me, so figured that I must be somebody. It was classic. And I rode with it, to be quite candid with you. But anyway, they had 11 bouts in this card. And they're all pros from all over the world. Those guys from the United Kingdom, Argentina, Chile, Colombia. Of course, they love boxing in Puerto Rico. They love boxing. They really love boxing in Puerto Rico. They love it in Mexico. And we had some great boxers there last night. And I just want to applaud them for what they did. And do a shout-out to Gabriel Chavez. He was my right-hand man last night at the boxing card. Got me the bout sheets. He kept me in the mix. I was ringside, essentially. And he worked for the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya. He graduated from UCLA. And I was kind enough to embrace me all day long. So I love that event. I'll be up there on March 25th. We'll be talking a lot more about boxing. And in fact, we're going to create a podcast for boxing right upstairs. And then we'll cover 49th Street Boxing Club here in St. Pete. Some great boxers from Tampa last night. And great fan base. The place holds about 700. And it was 700 strong, pulling for a couple of twin brothers. That really impressed me. And tell you what, those kids, twin brothers, about 21 years old. And what was their names? Oh, yeah, Gabe. I tell you what, they were the real deal. Gabe Rivas and his brother. And I tell you what, they were electric. Just say that. There were Puerto Rican flags flying everywhere. They were singing, dancing. And they knocked both their opponents out. It was supposed to go six rounds in the first round. So enough about that. As I said last weekend, in the great state of Florida this weekend, we got the Honda Classic. And right here, about 13 blocks away, is the Firestone St. Petersburg Grand Prix. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But right now, we're going to talk to these young ladies. And I will turn the mic on. And I've got names, but of course, you got to remember, I'm an old man. I don't have faces. So you're going to have to introduce yourself, and then we'll work our way across. How's that sound?
You just want me to say my position?
I want you to say your position, and I'll ask the questions. You introduce yourself, and we'll have some fun. How's that? Introduce yourself.
My name is Cadence Talbert. I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman.
I am a freshman.
You're the first freshman that I've had come down.
Really? That's so cool.
That is really cool, and that must mean that you must be a leader already as a freshman.
I'd like to think so.
And what position do you play?
Goalkeeper.
Now, last week the boys were down. We're men, boys to me, and I told Coach that he had to educate me on the game of soccer. You can see that I'm a boxing mentality. And I never really embraced it. Now I love it. I'm getting involved in it. But I said a position I'd want to be would be goalkeeper.
See, I feel like a lot of people say that, but it's a lot more difficult than it seems.
Well, a lot of pressure.
Yeah, definitely a lot of pressure.
All right. Because we've got so many, everybody having fun here, just talking a little bit louder than me. Okay, so where are you from?
I'm from Geneseo, Illinois. It's about 3 hours outside Chicago.
Midwesterner. I'm from the great state of Iowa, and my daughter lives in Chicago.
Yes, I love it there. I'm really close to Iowa, too. I'm, like, right next to the
God's country.
Yes, God's country.
God forsaken, as some people say.
Yes.
But, so, how did you find out, you must academically, all of you, very solid, to get to Eckerd. How did you discover Eckerd?
Well, I was about a freshman or sophomore in high school, and I used to tutor for biology. Because originally my college plan was to major in marine biology, and Eckerd was like a school that is top ranked in marine biology for a major. And so that was one of the only schools that I was looking at originally, but I also got some offers from other schools, but for volleyball and soccer. And this was all during COVID, which was really, really tough. because everyone was sending emails at that time. But I went to an ID camp, and I got recruited up there, and so that started my journey.
Well, besides the campus, another thing that attracted you, did you like the rich tradition that they have? I mean, it amazes me, the tradition that they have. You didn't even probably care about that at your age. You just saw the water.
Yeah, no, the beach is definitely a plus, but just the culture there is extremely diverse. Between the talents and sports and just, like, everyone's style is completely different, and I just don't love their money and so much.
Well, I tell you what, you guys are the fourth team I've had down, and I've been so impressed with the kids. Hey, is there anybody you want to do a shout out to?
Shout out to my parents. Thank you for supporting me through everything and helping me get to college. And well, Coach Botox, thanks.
Have you decided what you're going to major in yet?
I really want to major in clinical psychology. I've been taking a lot of psychology classes, and then I want to enlist in the military after college, after I get my master's degree.
Well, and God bless you.
Yes.
Oh my! That's the last thing I would have thought a young lady would say she's going to do to continue. Now, you guys play in the fall, or are you playing right now?
Our main season is in the fall. That's where most of our games are at. But we have a couple pickup scrimmages during the spring, and we've been training really, really hard.
Well, this time of year, is it tough to stay motivated?
It's easier because I have teammates that are extremely driven and they are pushing with me, but it's been especially hard just because it's getting hot, we want to go outside and do things, school is really tiring, and it's sometimes hard to keep that motivation up, but it helps when you have such encouraging family.
Well, and from what I've gathered, you have family as far as your teammates with all these teams and the school.
Yeah.
Have you gotten homesick yet?
I actually haven't. I love it here.
Well, that's because what you do is you look at the temperatures in Illinois, and you don't get homesick at all, I'm certain.
No, the weather is awful. I went home for winter break, and I think the lowest the weather got was, it felt -20 something. And then I came here, and it was perfect.
Well, I went to Chicago the first week of December to see my daughter. She went to DePaul and Northwestern. And my old carcass, I've been here six and a half years now. I thought I was going to freeze to death.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? I am never going back up north.
Yeah.
They come down to visit me, I'll go in the summer.
Yeah, that's why my parents did it so much, because it's a waste to buy a plane ticket from Florida to Chicago when you can buy one from Chicago.
That's good. That's a great, great strategy.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree to 1,000%. As I said, they're having so much fun here that it's kind of tough over the airwaves. And you're talking just as fine. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. So this first time you ever been on radio?
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
I'm just a good talker.
You're doing a great job. Okay. Now, favorite memory. Geez, you only been there 6 months. What's your favorite memory so far?
I already know this. So we had our preseason training in early August, so the athletes get there before everyone else, just so we can get used to each other and start training. But we got there early, and preseason training is super, super hard. It's a lot of conditioning, a lot of running and feet. So Coach decided to take us on a boat to this island close to Eckerd or whatever.
Did you go to Shell Island?
I don't remember what it was called. But it was super remote. It was really small. And so we just played some beach games, just a little pickup soccer on the beach on this little island. And then there was a storm warning. And so, all of us, the whole team packs up into this boat, and we are on our way back to campus. And we get stuck in this tropical storm.
Tropical storm? While you were on the water?
Yeah, and so the boat was
Does everybody know how to swim? Oh my god! Oh my word!
Yeah. So
where's Coach at? I want to raised a few questions.
Yeah, she's stuck in traffic, but that's like that'll probably be my favorite memory, like in all my 4 years, because the boats were falling apart and our school, like Easter had to come pick us up in their boat. Some of the girls on our team didn't pass their swim test, so they were wearing life jackets. It was just so bad.
Oh my word. I hope you didn't share this with any of your families. They were like, what the hell? We're going down there and get our babies. Put them out there in the middle of a...
It was hilarious. Everyone was taking videos, and I'm pretty sure Hajar was sitting right next to me.
I definitely
was. And the wind and the rain was so hitting funny. You so hard. It was so painful. It was terrible.
Taking videos there, probably calling the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
My God. All right. When are your first games? In August then? Because I'm coming out to every team that I have talked to, and I'm going to come to your events.
I would say, yeah, end of August or something.
I know usually we start with like a couple pickup games just to get us in the swing of things again, but I think we usually start late August, early September.
Sounds great. All right, young lady, well, I appreciate you coming down.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I'm impressed.
I'm very impressed. So where are you from, young lady?
I'm from New York City. I grew up in Brooklyn.
Okay, a Yankee fan?
No, Mets fan.
That's not a bad answer. Mason Mets. Do you know Pete Alonso?
I do know Pete Alonso.
You know Pete Alonso.
Not personally, but I do know
him.
Pete
Alonso went to high school right over there.
Really?
Tampa Bay, yeah. He went to a Jesuit, and then he went to Plant.
That's really cool.
Yeah. All right, so I'm surprised you. Soccer person is a baseball fan too. All right, so what year are you?
I am a sophomore.
Jeez, I've got rookies here today.
Yeah.
Freshman, sophomore.
Yeah.
Get a little new blood, a little perspective.
Yeah.
So how did you find the Triton? Did they find you?
Well, I walked on to Eckerd, actually. I was a walk-on.
Girl, I love those stories.
Eckerd came to me, like someone from Eckerd came to my high school and talked about their school, and my friend went to that orientation kind of thing. And then she came back to my class and was like, dude, you would love this school. And so I checked it out, like looked it up, and I also looked up the women's soccer team because I knew I wanted to play soccer. And then that's kind of how I heard of it. Yeah.
And then the rest is history.
Yeah, I emailed the coach. She didn't email me back as well. She is a busy woman.
Well, you just keep blowing her phone up then.
Yeah, I did.
She gets upset with you about that.
I
say,
did.
Hey, answer an email.
Yes.
Be pleasantly persistent,
exactly.
Pain in the butt.
Exactly.
That's what I tell kids. I tell my kids all the time. They're like, I said, hey, to follow up that guy? No, I don't want to bug him. Bug him.
Yeah, you have to.
Pleasantly persistent,
you
pain in
to.
The what? You know what?
Yeah.
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 Well, obviously, it was successful.
Yeah, it was.
What position do you play?
I play either forward or left wing.
Okay, now, is that offense or defense? Remember, I'm learning
offense.
The sport.
Offense.
I'm a soccer dunce, and many other topics, too. Soccer dunce. So, offense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your favorite memory so far, and you've got a year and a half now.
Oh, God. I think it would be the same, honestly. I was in the first
like, you guys must like roller coasters, standing out in storms.
Yeah.
That's your favorite. You could have died, for Christ's sake.
I know. On my boat, the thing that holds
there were several,
the boat,
several
came off.
Boats?
And it came off and went into the water.
How many girls are on the team?
Yeah, a lot.
Here comes Coach. I got an issue with her already. So how many boats were there?
I think there were three.
I think there was
two boats.
Coach, you're talking about your great little gifted. I tell you what, that toughened you up.
Yeah, it did.
You think soccer's tough? We're taking you into a tropical storm.
Yeah.
All right. Come here, girls. We're down. Remember when we were out there in the middle of the Gulf? Could have perished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it all into perspective. Holy moly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your friend. How about a soccer memory?
A soccer
memory? I love the bonding because you guys, you'll be 100 years old like me.
Yeah.
And you'll have a reunion. You'll say, do you remember when that coach almost killed us? Call her up in the nursing home and give her hell.
Right. I remember you.
any soccer memory?
I don't know if there's a specific soccer memory, but just like, I love the vibe of the locker room before a game. It's really fun, and we have like loud music playing, and we're all just kind of dancing or trying to get hyped for the game, and it's just a really good moment.
Hey, I got to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
All three of you, your opinion. I watched the, it was in Clearwater. It's the elite fast pitch softball. All the teams come from all over the country. UCLA came, yada, yada, yada. Now, the girls, they're basically cheerleaders for their own teammates out on the field. Can you do that in soccer?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Because I was watching my girlfriend. She goes, they got cheerleaders out there for softball? I go, no, hell no. Look in the dugout. And then they got them. I mean, they're orchestrated. I mean, they've got this down to a science. And probably some of them may have been cheerleaders, you know, in their high school days. So you girls do the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys are too cool to do that. I mean, you're gonna scream once in a while. Come on, man, you know, get it.
That's why they lose.
Not
doing it.
Oh. Well, I had them down last week. We might have co-ed the next time you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have co-ed here. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah,
cheering. Well, you know what? When I asked I still call them boys because I'm an old man, like I said, but when I asked the young men their favorite stories, their coach didn't take them out to some potentially death-defying test, but I think that's pretty cool. Who would you like to reach out to in New York? This is streamed and archived, and they'll be able to listen to it, so be careful.
Definitely my parents, my brother, and then my best friends back home.
Well, I'm sure with your personality and your smile, you have plenty of best friends that are jealous.
Oh.
You do what I did when I first got down here? And it's brutal. I've been coming here for 20-some years, but the first winter, I'd call my kids. They'd hang up. Call my kids, my friends, show them the temperature. In Des Moines, Iowa, and it was like 12 below, and I knew it was 12 below. But I wasn't that big of a jackass. I'd say MOVE, and I'd take a picture of, you know, 82 degrees. You ever let your friends and family know the temperature?
Yeah, I call.
We're brutal when we get down here.
Yeah, I call my mom all the time. I'm like, it's kind of cold, and she's like, oh, what is the weather? What is the temperature? That's like a 60. She's like, all right, bye.
Goodbye.
I can't talk to you. Yeah.
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 Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a brother, an older brother.
Is he in New York City?
Yeah, he is.
NYC. I used to do a lot of business there. I love it there. I'm a Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a guy that's going to be on the second hour that writes books on the Mets, Yankees, yada, yada, yada. So there'll be a lot of New York conversation today.
Yeah.
And New York style pizza, your favorite?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm a pizza snob, even though I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. And I was just in Chicago, as I said, you know, and they think their Chicago style is the greatest.
It is the best.
I don't know about that.
You think Chicago style is
the best? Yeah, okay, coach.
You think Chicago style is the best?
Deep dish pizza with like cheese and the that's just the best.
You ever go to Lou Malnati's?
I have before. We went for some school like field trip or something in Chicago. It was good.
Yeah. I was in town for 5 days. I ate at Lou's 4 times. But I've got to go with New York.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find a really, really good one down here.
Yeah.
You can try,
yeah.
But you won't.
All right. I see pizza, man. I see pizza.
What else do you miss about home? You probably haven't been homesick. You lasted a year. You lasted a year in a tropical storm.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Resilient.
Thank you.
All right, young lady. Well, I wish you guys success. I'm coming out to, like I said, every team, basketball, but soccer, you name it, I'm going to come to everybody's team, you know, and I'll be cheering.
Aww.
I'll have my Triton gear on. You see, I got Tritons on. Every time I'm down here now. We call this Triton time, by the way.
Oh, that's so cool.
All right. Now let's move it over to, and you're not last, because Coach, Okay. We'll get my wrath for the peril that you poor girls went through and the trauma. I'd be using, when she's got you doing some just kill you drills, you know. Hey, come on, coach. You know, we could run with this. We could be making phone calls to the news. I think it's a great story, actually. And I'm old school. I think it builds character. All right, your name, young lady. You're a junior? Okay, we're going to put you just a little bit closer, dear. How's that? I can't hear you for some reason. Give it a shot now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You know what that was?
What?
Operator error.
Oh, I see.
I'm a buffoon. This much technology in front of an old dude like me is dangerous.
I couldn't do it either.
Yes, you could. Heck of a lot better than I do. There's just too many things. I can't count past five. There's too many things to look at. All right, so you're a junior?
Yes.
Yeah, freshman, sophomore, junior. Coach, you're the first one to brought some rookies down. I kind of like that. a little blend. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Bradenton, Florida.
You're a home girl. Yeah, I like Bradenton. Mm-hmm. In fact, I may be down there on Monday.
Okay.
You can probably see your house from school, can't you?
Just about, actually, yeah.
So you go home for a lot of home cooking?
Mostly to do laundry.
Of course. Do you do it or do you dump it off?
No, I actually do it. I do it.
That's a good girl.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. What position do you play, young lady?
I play midfield.
Okay. Now remember, buffoon. Is that offense or defense?
It's a mixture of both. Like, it's the middle.
Little O, little D in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
So your goal, I'm learning this sport, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Your goal is to steal the ball.
Yes.
I'm in the right direction. Steal the ball, then pass it to the offense.
Yes.
You're crucial. That.
I'd like to think.
I'll ask Coach.
Off
air. So midfielder. Where'd you go to high school down there?
I went to Lakewood Ranch High School.
I've got a buddy that his son is at Lakewood Ranch, and he's going to IMG and then USF.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Great program down there.
Yeah.
So did you find the Tritons or did they find you?
They found me. I played club soccer out of Tampa, and my old club coach used to be the assistant coach at Eckerd, and so he wanted me to come here.
Well, it wasn't a bad suggestion, right?
No, not at all.
Well, you know, unlike Illinois and New York, you grew up here, so you probably didn't have the appreciation your teammates had.
Yeah.
But it is great to see the local kids coming to Eckerd, and I'm sure you've, obviously, 3 years you've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory? And if you tell me, the storm.
No, I got another one for you.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, I think...
She's older than you. She's gotten wiser.
It was actually from this year, though. I think it was the Florida Southern game. We had, like, won the game. And, like, it was, like, one of our last games. But we were all, like really happy that we had just won. And we were all, like, congratulating each other and, like, giving each other hugs and being very proud of each other. And, like, we went over to greet, like... Or, like, to say thank you to, like, our fans. And we were just, like, so appreciative of that moment. And it was, like, really great.
Well, that's a great memory.
Yeah.
I want your opinion of the storms. Was it that dangerous growing up in
Florida? Let me tell you. So.
I know I'm running with this too much, but it cracks me up.
No, oh, my gosh. So, Kate, I was sitting next to Cadence, and she had a towel.
Who of the three of you, you all you know how to swim, right?
I don't.
You grew up in Florida.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
I'm slow.
Well, no, you're not slow if you're going to Eckerd.
That's true.
You're a little slow on things you don't want to do,
yeah.
And people don't like going to swimming lessons.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see? Now you better learn how to swim.
Yeah.
I'm a lifeguard, so it's okay, though.
Oh.
As you were on, definitely you. On the other boat. <You're, laughs>
She was going to give you the cross-chest carrier and take her, and then you would have been on the national news, and so would she have.
Yeah, Eckerd would have been on the map.
You did not know how to swim.
No, but it's okay. I had a life jacket.
Okay.
Yeah. But
there you go. I'm feeling better now. All right.
And we had a boat.
restrictions.
But I didn't think you took them out there parasailing. Parasailing in a storm. Well, I don't know.
I might fly away.
I don't know. Yeah, well, maybe you would have. Let's see how tough you really are. We know there's a storm coming at 3, and we're going to parasail about 2:45. So, you want to do a shout out to the laundry? No, you do your own laundry. They must make you meals at home.
Yes. Shout out to my mom and my dad and my brother, who's literally my rock. So.
Older brother, younger brother?
Younger.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unique. That's fabulous, actually, though. Yeah. That siblings, usually older sister's not going to look at the younger brothers that are rocking and think he's a boob, you know, that he's got to keep an eye on. Yeah.
He's like my best friend.
Well, that's cool. Really cool. So I can tell you guys are all friends. We've been laughing, giggling, and, you know, once again, you went through a life experience you're never going to forget together. I'm talking about soccer, coach. Where do you think I was going? But anyway, as teammates, this has been the most entertaining group because of that story. Holy moly. Hey, you got any footage you can send me?
We do.
That's what I'm trying to find.
I have videos.
We have video.
I have a video of me getting waterboarded by Cadence's towel.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, the towels were going up, so it wasn't.
Yeah.
And the water.
Turn that microphone right over by Coach, so we can get the leader side of it. You're listening to the. I can't even think right now because I think this is just unique and hilarious. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and it's a great day down here. There's Mark Ferguson. He's the proprietor and the man with the plan. And a good friend of Tommy Ryan's. That's how I met all you guys, through his buddy Tom Ryan, and
yeah.
Who does a superb job. And of course, we're here until 2:00 today. It is electric down here because of, because it's a beautiful day in Florida. And you've got the Firestone St. Pete Grand Prix downtown, and just a great day to be downtown. Well, Coach, thank you for coming down. I was getting a little nervous, but I was in great hands with this freshman, sophomore, and junior. Holy moly. Okay, if you just tuned in, I asked the freshman and the sophomore their greatest experience at Eckerd so far. And they said it was a challenge by coach. They went out. Did you go out to, was it Shell Island?
Yes, sir. Shell Island.
Yeah, so you went to Shell Island. And in the meantime, and it could happen to anyone, one of the tropical storms that just pop up in Florida surprised these girls. How many girls do you have on the team, Coach?
29 at the time. I have a shot here of Hajar saying, no, don't film me. So we go out to Shell Island as team bonding to celebrate.
Don't ever stick technology in my hand.
We go out to celebrate the end of
our
preseason. Yeah. And it was a beautiful day, and we just go out there and get off the boat and play soccer, tennis out on the island. Super beautiful. And actually, the captains said, which are the ESER students, you know, there is a storm off the shore, but you don't have to worry about it. It's far away. Well, we're all very competitive, so we're sitting there like, you know, keeping track of our score and who's moving up and down the ladder and all of this. And all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder, and they're pointing over, like, look at that storm. And, you know, in Florida, it looks kind of far away. We're kind of like, ah, it's no big deal.
Daniel, you've been here a while.
Well, they're offshore on the boats, the two captains on the boats, and all of a sudden, they're waving their arms like, we gotta go, rallying this up. And so we're like, everybody get the gear.
Get the gear, get your rear.
Get your gear and your rear on the boat.
And get the gear.
Sure enough, I mean, we're gathering everybody up, and we have one girl on the team, poor girl in a boot, Erica, and she's like hopping and she couldn't get wet. And
every
like,
woman for themselves. Oh my.
Absolutely. And our fun time of peaceful
boating
and sunshine was like, I was counting everybody like, okay, do we have anybody on? We got eight on this one, eight over here. And we didn't put in a, like a coach usually goes with one of the boats. Well, that boat wanted to be cool. You guys remember? Were you on that? No, you were with me.
The non-swimmer. Were you on the cool boat?
No.
No, she was on the bigger boat. Well, the, well, a lot of the people
the
on
bigger
the...
bigger buffoons.
No, the littler boat.
The whole thing came off.
The whole canopy.
The thing, mast?
The bimini cover.
It snapped off.
Snapped off and broke. And a lot of the people on that boat couldn't swim, and there was no coaches on there,
word.
But there were captains on there, and they were scared out of their minds. I've been in a storm like that before. Obviously, I'm a little bit older than the women on the team.
I don't know about wiser.
You're probably right about that. I was screaming like, this is great team bonding. And then they were like, ugh. I'm like, we're not going to die. They were scared.
Oh, my God. Now, I didn't butcher. I think I have your last name properly. Metopolis?
Perfect. Great job.
Oh, my word.
There you
one
go.
One thing right so far today.
But more than that.
Now, how long have you been at... do they know about this? How long have you been at...
Absolutely
Everett?
Not. We're trying to keep it on the wraps.
Okay,
way to get it out
Tom,
there.
Tom Ryan. This
we
is
weren't
it.
Supposed to tell anybody.
Tom Ryan, we're just kidding. This is just something. We're playing a joke on you, Tommy. This never happened. This potentially could happen. And that's what she was trying to tell him, right?
That's right. That's right. It did lead into our games, though. I'm telling you, three games that season. I mean, you couldn't even see straight. The brain was coming down so hard, and I was like, this is what we train for! Like, we were 100% killing it, too. We killed the team in the rain.
Yeah,
we loved it.
I suppose it was nothing compared to their death experience. That's Danielle.
Everybody's alive. Everybody's alive.
Yeah, we'll just give you an update. Everybody survived, and we wouldn't be having this conversation like we are, or this comedy half hour. That's Danielle Fotopoulos. She's got three of her young Tritons down here. Triton time, as I like to call it, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's a beautiful day down here, 13th and Central. Come on down. You can get some laughs with us. And so let's talk about this team. And well, let's go back to your career, your history, where you're from originally, how you developed your relationship with Triton.
Sure. I was born in Pennsylvania, but I grew up, I moved down when I was about seven and moved to the Orlando area. And, you know, I actually played a lot of different sports, but ended up choosing soccer, which I got a really great career. A great career in soccer. I got to play with the U.S. Women's National Team.
Wow.
Yes. And
very impressive.
Yes, thank you. And then...
But they didn't have any exercises like that to get them prepared for an event. They didn't take anybody out to...
Well, I'm old, so we did do some exercising, that's for sure. I don't know about out on the boat, but we did do exercise, that's for sure.
You probably have some superb experiences from that you can share to your young ladies from time to time.
Absolutely, absolutely. They are getting to know a lot of them right now through our fitness. It's a lot of the fitness I did growing up, and they love it. Look at their faces. They are loving it.
That's not joy. I don't care. The freshmen, now, these two, they're accustomed to the sophomore and the junior. The freshmen look like, is she serious? A goalie shouldn't have to, participate, right?
She doesn't have to have the same standard as the field players, but she still has to move it. She's got to move it.
She's got to have her quirks.
That's right.
Obviously.
That's right.
So you took a lot of what the platform that you played on, and now have integrated it down at Eckerd.
Yes, sir. And they love it. They are responsive, and it's honestly created a really hard mentality that I think is what we finally need to kind of push us through. We're in a very good conference, all of the sports.
It's amazing. The Sunshine State Conference, you know, and I didn't realize, I love the fact that I've dove into Eckerd's history and you know, Division II was not chump change by any stretch of the imagination. And coming from the Midwest, both my boys were in Division II level. football and golf, and I didn't realize the depth in every sport of the Sunshine State Conference, and that's impressive too, from a competitive perspective.
It is, both educationally and the athletic side. We're top in the country in Division II for the education piece, and we're very competitive with Rollins within the conference. And then in women's soccer, our conference is considered top in the nation. So we play each other and beat each other.
I'm even more impressed at these three young ladies in front of me.
Yes.
And you've been there 12 years, so you're a big, big factor in building this program.
Thank you.
And one of the things that really impresses me, well, you can't, I still call him Coach Ryan. 39 years he's been involved with, I don't know if these young ladies knew his history. He's been involved with Eckerd for 39 years as a point guard. For 4 years. Then, I think Ryan was bad-mouthing you, Ferg, the other day to these girls. they play a lot of basketball together, Ryan and Ferg.
Yeah.
Anyway, the longevity of the coaches I've met in the basketball and of course you know, 12 years, mm-hmm. and John last week, played there. I mean, it's cool, man.
Yes.
I mean, There's an attraction there.
Yes, and TR, Coach Ryan, he is definitely the face of our athletic department, and he is somebody who I love working for and with. I would say more with than for, right? He's a servant leader. He will not ask you to do anything he wouldn't do himself, and that is very respected within the programs.
Well, and the coaching ranks. I mean,
that's right.
Look how long the coaches are sticking around because they don't have a boss that's micromanaging them. And he says that he'd love to go out. I asked him if he's going to watch a respective basketball game, national television. And he said, no, I'm going to go out and watch. I can't remember. Oh, no, the boys, the men and the women, had a doubleheader basketball.
Yeah.
Because I try not to miss anything. And that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I mean,
he
could just sit, you know, as an administrator, which probably was tough for him going from the sidelines to administrative.
He sometimes is like, oh, I'm putting on my coach's hat, and I'm like, oh, thank goodness. And then he's like, oh, hold on, I got to put my AD hat on. I'm like, no,
yeah, we don't want the AD hat.
Coach's hat.
So what position did you play back in the day?
I played forward. I was a forward. But growing up, I mean, we play all different positions, but I was mostly a forward in college and professionally.
You know, as I learned this sport, and there was a young man here from Britain, and he was kind of a utility guy. Do you have players like that can play every position?
Oh, yeah.
With the exception, nobody can replace you, goalkeeper.
Correct. Okay?
Correct.
Correct. And if that is happening, we're in big trouble. You got to have a lot of keepers.
How many keepers do you have on the team?
Not enough right now. We got two. But last year, she had a concussion. Our other goalkeeper had a concussion. And then we used our third goalie, and she broke her finger. Thank goodness it was the last game. Or maybe Hajar could have played. We would have been like,
See how excited she was about that?
I know.
How do you get concussed? With the ball or run into somebody?
Do you remember?
or was it on the boat
that
trip?
That was a joke. On the boat trip? No, it was not on the boat trip.
Okay,
everybody
was alive
and well and in good spirits.
I'll drop the boat
tougher.
Trip.
No, you can keep it going. I like it.
So you tell me how she was concussed because you're not supposed to know if it happened.
Well, actually, I don't remember either. I noticed...
You guys run into each other?
I don't know what happened because all of a sudden she got... I mean, all of them get pretty roughed up. Our conference is very, very strong, aggressive, and fast. So she went in. We were at PBA, Palm Beach Atlantic. Down there, we were playing away. I do remember that. And they just... You kind of go up and...
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.